InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
What if we made racism?
That's it!
I just want to make sure I understand. You're alleging that the Southern Poverty Law Center was paying the leaders of KKK and other groups to continue their operations? Is that...
I'm not alleging it. The grand jury returned an indictment that says that. And so what the investigation found, according to the indictment that was returned today, is that they were paying. So Southern Poverty Law Center is raising money, asking folks to give them money to dismantle racism. And over a very long period of time, they were using some of the money they raised from donors to pay to, they call them field, you know, basically to informants, for information, for access, to just pay them for certain to do certain things, and so yes, that's exactly what the indictment charges.
I've been on air 32 years, and my wheelhouse has been the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL running the KKK, the Aryan Nations, all of them. It's come out. They got caught in the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s doing it. It is well documented.
It's the biggest grift in at least modern American history. Cutting into the literal DNA of these United States. On April 21st, 2026, a federal grand jury in Montgomery, Alabama, hit the Southern Poverty Law Center with an 11-count indictment, 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of false statements to a federally insured bank, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit concealment money laundering.
They used the fraudulently raised money by lying to their donor network, thousands of Americans, to go ahead and actually pay the leadership of these supposed violent extremist groups. The groups, as the general laid out, include the Ku Klux Klan, the United Klans of America, Unite to Right, National Alliance, the National Socialist Movement, the Aryan Nation Motorcycle Club, and the National Socialist Party of America, and also the American Front.
One SPLC field source was even a member of the online leadership chat group that planned the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, making racist postings under SPLC supervision and helping coordinate transportation to the event. This is the very definition of a false flag setup on a massive scale. As this debacle unfolds, we're seeing the full picture of a vast conspiracy aimed at falsely labeling white men as the most violent racist threat to the country, a narrative that continues to drive the Democratic Party.
Close your eyes. Remember what you saw on television. Remember seeing those neo-Nazis and Klansmen and white supremacists coming out of fields with lighted torches. And remember what the president said when asked?
And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally.
Their veins bulging.
He said specifically that he was condemning them.
No, he did not. He said he walked out and he said, let's get this straight.
The veins bulging on their as they were screaming. Remember, just close your eyes and picture what it was.
Their veins bulging.
Nazi sympathizers.
All right, folks, see the full report at Real Alex Jones on X. We're going to go to break, come back with massively insane news. What a transmission. Huge guest coming on. We're now zeroing in on why these scientists are being murdered in mass. UFO scientists, gravity control scientists, and more. Massive transmission. Share the live feeds now. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at galaxystore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the info war, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAuctionStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAuctionStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are living in the globalist endgame. Chronicled in my near future film from 2007, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I am your host. It is Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. We have two massive guests joining us today. One is a multidisciplinary scientist, Jack Cruz, and the evidence he has is public data that the magnetosphere and much of the magnetic field of the Earth is collapsing, not just the pole, moving by miles a year. And that's a lot of the reasons that you've got this depopulation agenda going is they've known this for a while. They think it'll be more manageable. They can just get rid of most people or poison most people ahead of time because they know that I'm not selling what they're doing, but that the wars that'll start, if civilization hasn't already been collapsed, they believe will get out of hand. I think so. Now, it doesn't mean that the magnetic field might start shifting back. It doesn't mean the pole might stop moving. We don't control that. Okay, the sun does, God does, and that's just a fact. 99.9% of all climate on Earth, the sun. All these scientists came out, of course, decades ago and explained that it wasn't man-made global warming or climate change. So the UN passed a law a decade ago, a regulation saying the sun has no effect on climate. That is the most ridiculous thing. You know what that one, you know, tiny percentage point of 1% is estimated that is not heat from the sun? Guess where the other heat on the planet comes from? Less than 1%. Volcanic. Geothermal from the core of the Earth and the magma beneath the crust going down into the mantle. So he'll be joining us from El Salvador. We're also honing in on exactly who's killing these astrophysicists, gravity control scientists, gravitic scientists, UFO scientists. It's not just here. It's in Europe. It's in China. It is massive. They're finding them with their heads blown off, burn up in their cars. It's huge. And there's thousands of prominent biologists that have been murdered. I've been covering that for decades. It was hundreds 20 years ago. Now it's in the thousands. They get shot in their homes, run over by cars, and a couple cases they get cut up in satanic rituals and their guts splattered all over the walls. It was in Virginia. I mean, it just, you can't make this stuff up. So I went back and dug up some of the earlier stuff, just a smattering of it. I mean, it's unbelievable. But if you want to go deep down the rabbit hole, we'll be doing that with Dark Journalist in the fourth hour here today. All right. I didn't get to it to the last 30 minutes of the show yesterday, but sometime during the broadcast, I'm going to get into more of it. The creative director that is being brought in from Adult Swim, they say to take over InfoWars, which they haven't done yet, but they think the fix is in this court hearing next Thursday, has put out all this pro-pedophilic, pro-murder of children, really hardcore Satanism crap on Adult Swim a decade ago, and since then more. movies of just unspeakable stuff. Now we found even worse stuff than what you saw yesterday. And he went on a program yesterday and said, yes, I'm stealing Alex Jones' identity. I am taking his skin. So we'll get to that towards the end of the hour, which you're not allowed to do that. But remember, they said in court filings, the 13th Amendment against slavery does not apply to Alex Jones. We can own his identity. No, you can't. You try to take the social media, Elon Musk blocks you. So the receiver at the state level with the activist Soros judge that ran the show trial is turning off the lights at midnight on the 30th, Thursday night. So about a month ago, I said, looks like we'll be shutting down the 30th because they were already not going to pay the internet bills, turn the company's cell phones off that we use for shooting videos, you name it. I mean, they've been flipping the switches here. Kind of like in 2001 where they're just turning off the HAL 9000. They're just going on the line. So I don't know if we'll even make it to next Thursday. We have the Alex Jones backup network and everything. Remember, a year and a half ago, the third time they tried to shut us down outside law that got blocked in court, they just turned the internet off at the end of Harrison's show. And I hauled ass over to the other studio and got there 1 minute late. So we had 1 minute we weren't on air because I literally pulled in as the was showtime. Because we're up here 25 minutes before the show ended, and I was just getting up to go over to the other studio thinking they were about to shut it off because they sent people in and said, no, we're pulling the plug. And a day later, the judge blocked them. That was a Thursday, and we were back on Friday. So they really messed up with all their bragging, and we're going to own his skin, and we're going to misrepresent him, and we're going to destroy him, and that the intent is to hurt the brand. See, I have a right for this to be sold to, quote, pay my debts. There was, oh, pay your debts, even though it's still on appeal. They shouldn't even be able to do that under the law. But they're saying, no, we want to just destroy the brand and confuse everybody. And I can talk like Alex Jones, and I'm going to pose as him, and I'm going to say horrible lies. Yeah, he actually says that in newspaper articles, and he says it on this podcast. That's coming up. Just give you an idea of what we're dealing with. And I had no idea that stuff like this aired on national TV because I don't watch, you know, Adult Swim. I don't know, 20 years ago they had some show on there about an animated show about a ninja in Japan that was pretty good. I did watch that show a little bit, but I've just never really watched it. And now all this stuff's coming out, stuff they made a few years ago, stuff they made 10 years ago. It is all hardcore insider pedophile stuff. I mean, I study this stuff, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, my God, these are experts. So of course that's who we're dealing with. Of course that's who wants to wear our skin. It rubs the lotion on the skin, or it gets the hose again. And then they love that. They're like, yeah, we're going to wear your skin. So, well, thanks for saying that, buddy. Because we already got a civil rights lawsuit going against the Democrats. We're winning. That's why you don't see it in the news. And so you just put yourself at the top of the list there, pal. So just that's not a threat. That is a promise. You may think that Bloomberg money is going to help you, but just wait till we're deposing you. Just wait. Oh, we have whistleblowers from Adult Swim. Think I'm bluffing? Like they say in Tombstone, you ain't bluffing. Well, you're smarter than you look, Ike. I'll be your Huckleberry. So these guys just can't help themselves. These scum can't help but brag about what they're going to do. Kind of already getting into it, but towards the end of the hour, I'm going to play some more of these videos and back up what I just said. But viewer discretion is advised. And yeah, print me that article too. Print me all those. And I want that one film today where he's like, I'm going to steal his job. All that's very good. It's being sent to the lawyers for the filings. It's all being prepared. Some stuff's already filed. But I think you'll probably see a lawsuit in a week or two, a major one. We're not playing around. And we already know Bloomberg's funding it. So Bloomberg, I know you got $80 billion. Great. Doesn't matter. We're going to get to depose little shoes, little feet. Oh, Bloomberg, you've had a lot of security over the years. They don't like you very much. They don't like you very much. And they're sick of you. So just fill your hand. Get what you want. You always get what you want. It's like that song in the 80s from the Order of Death. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want, get. This is what you want. This is what you get. Like, let's go out with about a minute of the Order of Death. This is what you want. This is what you get. I think it's the name of the song. The song might be called Order of Death, and the song's Order of Death. I can't remember. But, this song's for you. This bud's for you, buddy. I really ought to thank these guys. Because when people piss me off, no coffee needed. It just energizes the living daylights out of me to have these rats trying to pull all this crap. All right, but let me get into the real reason you're tuned in, stuff that affects you and everybody else. Of course, this attempt to take us down affects everybody, and it's important, but let me get off that. Trump, for the 29th time that I know of, and I'm just tracking it, and the news says it's 29 times that it's been tracked, but I'm sure it's more. He announced victory again. He said, we've won the war. We don't need a peace deal to win the war. We've won the war, and we're going to win the war because we're going to blow up all of the Iranian speedboats that are blocking the Strait of Hormuz, and they grabbed another tanker that they let through that was going to India. Okay. That's called a stalemate, which we predicted, which the Pentagon War Games predicted with a 92% certainty, and that the regime wouldn't fall. So now how many days are we in? Let me see. 31 days in March. It started really the night of February 28th. So 32 days and then 23 days. How many days is that? 55 days? So we're 50-something days into this that was supposed to last 4 days. And Iran is now taking officially tolls. They've been doing it on the Strait as the escalation of the standoff continues. We have the International Energy Agency saying biggest energy threat in history, biggest fertilizer shortage in history. We have the actuary numbers. This is very studied. These are very accurate numbers. And we're looking at global famine baked in because the fertilizer got blocked at the start of the growing season. It's the spring in our top-of-the-world situation where we live up here in the northern parts of the planet. And you feed in the energy crisis to interest rates, and, well, that just derailed Trump's plan. And when I told you months ago that if this did happen, this would happen, now it's all happening, and I've got stacks of top economists hitting total alarm bells, red lights, red flags, flashing lights everywhere, and just all over the internet, everywhere without even looking. YouTube, X, Instagram, I get flooded with it. Articles everywhere. I'm a traitor. I'm a Democrat. I'm scum. I'm an idiot. I'm a panican. I'm a moron. Because I was right about everything. Because this stuff's all been extremely studied. Just like they told BP, the Deepwater Horizon, the deepest well at the time, you don't want to put another $50 million of concrete in the hole. There's a very good chance it will blow and kill everybody and have a giant oil spill, the biggest in history. And they countermanded the engineers and it blew up within a few hours. I mean, it's like, are they traitors to working for Qatar there too? I mean, I'm just like, this is studied. This is known. It would turn into protracted quagmire. 92% chance. I thought 8% chance was a little optimistic. And there I was 50-something days ago saying on that first three-hour show I did that Saturday morning, just a few hours in the war, I said it's like having a revolver with 10 chambers. And they have those. I've got a couple of them. 22 is one of them. Would you load 9 cartridges into that and spin it, and you've got a 9 out of 10 chance of shooting yourself in the head? No. You wouldn't do it with one bullet. Or maybe they said $10 billion, and I can use it for so much good. Yeah, I'd play Russian roulette for that. Still wouldn't like it, but I'd do it because how much good I could do. Give me $10 million, I play Russian roulette. 1 chance out of 10, I'm going to die. Oh, please, Lord, put it in, spin it. Oh, Lord Jesus, please, click. Oh, thank you, Lord. But even for $20 billion, if you $100 billion, would you put a 357 Magnum 10-cylinder revolver? They got those. I got one. Would you put that up to your head with 9 live cartridges in it? That means the cap, the casing, the white powder, and the bullet, the projectile. Would you put 9 of those into 10 cylinders and have 1 chance out of 10 your head ain't getting blown off? You wouldn't do it for $100 billion. And I said that on that Saturday. And I was a panicking scumbag, dumbass, low IQ baboon butt. And I was an enemy of Trump and a Democrat and a scumbag. No, I was a loyal, smart, informed American. That's all I was. And I sit here in complete horror watching this unfold, just as we knew it would. And Larry Fink so happy because this is his new COVID 2.0 to kill the world economy because he has all this fiat currency to loan us once it all collapses. 69% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck and are upside down. The globalists doubled their wealth on average during the COVID operation. The general public of the world, whether third world or first world, developing or undeveloped, lost half of their wealth during that fiasco that was designed as a transfer of wealth and a feudalist war on the people to make us poor and controllable. And now we're 54 days into the new fiasco, and it's already baked in to derail the recovery. And Lundick wrote the tariffs so they would fail. You know, they were legal. The Supreme Court told him, hey, this is written wrong. You just change this. Notice Trump hasn't even come back with his tariffs yet. And Lundick and his sons are cashing in on the insurance money that they bought up the insurance policies from companies that had insurance for the tariffs. They're accusing the administration of insider trading. It's what's going on. Lundick had 99% of the put options that were record level on American and United the week before 9/11. When those stocks were at all-time highs, and he went and shorted them and made billions of dollars. While everyone in his company died in the World Trade Center, he didn't because he happened to take off that day. Just like Larry Silverstein, the owner, that bought it 6 months before and got double insurance on it for terrorism. They usually don't write terrorism insurance, but they sure did for him. And oh, I'm a traitor. Oh, Alex Jones says there's insider trading because there is, and the Democrats are doing it, and I'm against that too. The Democrats aren't our friends, and I'm going to get into that in a moment with the latest on the SPLC. But Navy to shoot and kill any boat laying mines in Strait of Hormuz. Trump says we've already won, we will win, we don't need a deal. So wait, you read the quote. We've already won, and we will win, because we don't need a deal. So you won, but we're going to win, and we don't need a deal, but we need a deal. Okay, same double talk, triple talk. Trump orders U.S. military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats. Choke Strait of Hormuz. Trump orders the attack. Great, they'll just send more out. They don't care. Trump issues shoot-to-kill order against Iranian small boats in Strait of Hormuz. We are facing the biggest energy security threat in history. IEA chief tells CNBC, there's video of it. As of today, we have 13 million barrels per day. As of today, we've lost 13 million barrels per day. And there are major disruptions in vital commodities, he told CNBC, including all the different types of fertilizers, helium, the list goes on and on. You're like, oh, who wants helium? It's just used in basically all computer chip manufacturing. Oh, who cares about fertilizer? I'm not a farmer. Well, you sure eat what they grow, and it passes on the cost and the shortage. You've had the globalists going around paying farmers all over the world not to grow crops. Netherlands, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Sri Lanka, everywhere. War against Iran could lead to the worst global food crisis since the 70s. Report. That's right. And it goes into the major government studies and analysis by universities and others, all concurring that it is a disaster. Qatar alone supplies 50% of global urea production and controls about 50% of internationally traded urea, a vital nitrogen fertilizer, with shipping remaining restricted due to forces from both sides. Urea prices have naturally surged 50%. Ammonia, 20%, and diesel, essential for farm machinery, by 60%. Let me keep reading the report. New Scientist is reporting on it. What did I tell you? Because it was, it's not like, oh God, he's right. How does he know this? It was, this is so war gamed. I've been talking about this for years. And so have our guest. But Trump didn't think about that. They now admit he was told by Israel, oh no, we'll win in 3 to 4 days. And the Pentagon said, sir, no, that's not the case. But Trump did it. There's a reason all the other presidents didn't do it. So ridiculous. But I'm just supposed to say, oh, no, 3D chess. And I've heard this thing. Oh, it'll make people buy our oil. Oh, it'll make them buy our fertilizer. We're not even scaled up to do that. Oh, well, we'll build new pipelines. Yeah, that take years. Oh, well, Saudi Arabia has a pipeline that they already had at full capacity. Yeah, okay, great. I'm going to say it again. I told you this first from sources, and it came out weeks later. The Pentagon told Trump, don't do it. They're not doves. Eric Prince told him, don't do it. He's not a dove. He's not for the mullahs. This is a fact, just like the Deepwater Horizon engineers. You have to put $50-plus million more concrete into the hole, or the pressure we're getting shows it's going to blow up. And this, what you see in that movie is in the transcripts from the trial. There's a whole documentary made about that. They even have recordings of a bunch of it. And they're like, we are a $70 million company going to blow up. I got called from London. They told me we going to not do that. Okay. And the actor they got doing it, it sounds just like the tapes of the trial. And the engineers are like cussing at him. Damn it, you lost your job here. Now, why don't you just do it and watch what happens? They turn it on, doesn't blow up. That, see, I told you. 6 hours later. I just use that analogy because this is the exact same type of crap. Exactly what I said happened. Exactly what the Pentagon said happened. Exactly what the intelligence agency said happened. Because they want to win these wars. Not that they're even good at the top. But going in there and literally being made like a bunch of fools and derailing our whole agenda is crap. And you idiots that call me a traitor. And every time Trump announces a victory, and oh, we've won, it's over. See, we told you, Panikin. Every time it's not even true because Trump is desperate. And I told you that weeks before it came out in the news. I don't need to read the Wall Street Journal and say, do I believe them? I already told you all that. And I'm not going to get people in trouble in the administration, but it's already coming out. From Susie Wiles to the vice president to even Marco Rubio, they are like, get out of this, get out of this. That's what Rubio's like, oh, Israel made us do it. Israel drug us into it. They've all been distancing themselves from it day one because they know it's a disaster. I mean, this ain't hard. It's like, again, don't pour 5 gallons of gasoline all over your house and light it. Your house will burn down. I mean, do you need to be a chemist to know that? Or have a fire department degree? Firefighter certificate? All right, I'm going to get into what the Democrats are up to because we got to talk about them and how big this SPLC thing and a bunch of angles I didn't hit yesterday. I was busy talking about my experiences with them, which is important, but we're going to give you a big picture on this, why it's such a big deal on the other side. Huge information straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Infowars.com is in its twilight, but the new Infowars is about to begin. My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts, how iodine has increased America's IQs. starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I have a cousin, great guy, who was in the Army for 35 years, and he didn't get in there, helicopter guy and a bunch of other stuff. He didn't get in, he'd done operations in Latin America, Mexico, all over the world. When I was a little kid, he's older than me. He was going off to the Army when he was 18. I remember him in his uniform visiting my grandma. But none of this is really secret, but he probably don't let me talk about it too much. But when he was in Afghanistan for a bunch of tours, the head of operations there, the head general of the whole thing, went on a bunch of missions with him, surveying things, and said, hey, you work for me now. So then for years, I mean many years, he got pulled from his helicopter operations, because he was in charge of a bunch of stuff. I'll just leave it at that. Not just in the missions, but also maintenance and a bunch of stuff. He got stuff done. And so he was under this guy for many years. And he didn't give me anything secret. He just was like, oh, yeah, never attack Iran. We've war gamed it all. They've already got the fissile material. They can build nukes in weeks, which they now say. And people go, God, that goes to Israel's propaganda. Well, I mean, they've been saying it for 25 years because for at least 15 or more, they've got the material. Let's not lie about it. But the point is, that doesn't legitimize all the stuff that's going on here. And I just remember, I was just popping my head looking at this Iran news that just had so many conversations with them back then, and you know, even the last year or so, that it was just known by the heads of CENTCOM and everybody that had been looked at every angle. You don't do this. And then there's just these idiots that don't know any of this, and they're just totally unaware of it. And you know, there's my cousin for 6-7 years, whatever it was, literally every day right next to this person, from driving him to getting his coffee to bringing him his stuff to, you know, everything. That's how it works for those generals. They just go, yeah, you work for me now. And he never told me the secret stuff. He just said, yeah, you definitely don't want to do that. And we just talk about how the Iranians were dug in and ready for it, and that it was a consensus in the Pentagon not to do this. And so now it's come out that the chairman of Joint Chiefs told him the same thing. Trump wanted the army to invade the Strait. The head of the army said, that is insane. We don't even have the troops to do it. And Trump fired him. And now they fired the head of the Navy today. Navy secretary. I mean, stuff's going on. And they're not firing these people because they're commies or liberals, folks. You know, they went through and got people that would be loyal and were, you know, pro-America. But it's a big problem. So that's just a fact. It'd be like if an auto mechanic told you, hey, can I put bacon grease in my gas tank and run my car? And they'd say, no, it'll blow your engine up. It won't even start. It'll seize up. You're like, well, how do you know that? It's like, these are known things, okay? But Trump rolled the dice and, you know, thought the Iranians would fall because they're not vertically integrated. They are laid out where no matter how many other leadership you kill, more just pop up like shark teeth. But I'm done talking about that. We'll have more coming up on it, though, but I've got to get into the SPLC here thing. So, you know, I hit the stuff that people really don't talk about, but it's totally well documented. So that was important yesterday, but now we'll get into the just big picture on the SPLC stuff. Just to recap yesterday, remember Eric Holder got caught shipping over 1 million guns, ordering gun stores? They'd say, we're going to indict you for something if you don't just start shipping as many guns as we can pay you for to Mexico. And it was going to Al-Qaeda and ISIS for operations in the Middle East. That's all come out in Congress. And then Holder would turn around and blame the Second Amendment, remember Fast and Furious, and try to, you know, overturn the Second Amendment with it. Well, he also, it came out from the witnesses and documents and hearings and trials and all of it, and federal whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers, it was just insane. That, and police officers that were there, and just all of it, that the feds blew up Oklahoma City. We know the names of the guys that planted the bombs. People saw them doing it. What are you doing? Oh, we're with the telephone repair company. You don't look like telephone repair guys. I mean, I've interviewed all these people. And then when cops investigated, senior police officers, they come and threaten to kill them. And they've named names of the FBI agents that came in his office, Browning, the K-9 head, and said, we're going to kill you and your wife if you don't shut your mouth. This guy's a Marine and stuff. He kind of got up and said, well, you better watch it. But, I mean, they already killed Terrence Yagi, who was the first cop to show up on the scene. I've interviewed his family, all of it. So tortured him to death out in the field. So the SPLC at Elohim City ran all this and did this. So they're, I see people attacking them saying, oh, they're blue-haired, purple-haired, green-haired liberals that said, oh, let's go out and create racism so we get donations. That's not right, okay? That's limited hangout. It is an international globalist terror organization with MI6, German intelligence is the command center, with NATO funding them, and they have not $1 billion, but billions of dollars. They are one of the most powerful NGOs out there, okay? And so it's under congressional approval. The CIA is involved, but hands off, you know, officially. But through Georgetown, that's a major CIA command center, they are directly connected. And when I talked about this yesterday, I saw articles by and neocons always lying, going, I bet we find Alex Jones is fun about the SPLC. Yeah, right. No, they attacked me. And you notice I'm not in there, of course. And I'm in the Epstein files being attacked by Epstein for exposing pedophilia. We're the real deal over and over and over again. But the people they're funding, the Nazis, you notice, have always said I work for Israel and that I can't be trusted and I'm controlled. When in truth, Israel's heavily involved in the founding and control of the SPLC. It's basically just another arm of the ADL posing as good old boys from Alabama. You can look that up. So now you know why all the Nazi groups constantly claim I'm an agent and I'm a Fed, because I'm not. And they are. You can go down that whole list of all the top Nazi groups all attacking me forever and saying I'm Jewish and I work for Israel and I go pray at the wall and all this ridiculous crap. Because they're told to do that. Because I'm promoting populism and liberty for everybody. But I'm also stand up for your white heritage. Don't let them bully you, control you, stop replacement migration. Be proud of, you know, of your background for everybody. They don't want a Big Ten. They want divisiveness and division. They don't, because what I'm selling is the truth and people want it. And that's in all their own documents that have been declassified. The Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, is this guy is creating a populist movement that we've tracked and we believe will end up causing a takeover of the Republican Party. They said that like 15 years ago in a big report in Newsweek, interviewing the SPLC and a bunch of others and Mother Jones. And I was just, and that Obama was concerned. I later learned he put me under a terrorism watch list and did a national security investigation ongoing until Trump killed it last year, to his credit, and gave me the secret documents we published out of the Boston field office. But the point is that they have been trying to shut me down the whole time, and they were smart. I didn't realize 15 years ago even how effective I was. And I'm like reading in the news, Jones is going to overthrow the whole system and is a danger to the national security. You mean their security? But I guess they were right. I guess they were older than me, and they study all this at the time more than I did. I just was so close. You know, they say a prophet's not known in his own country. Well, sometimes a prophet doesn't know he's a prophet. I'm not saying I'm literally a prophet, but I'm just using those sayings. So that's where we are here. And the DOJ funding all the lawsuits and the CIA involved and all that's come out in court and been released and leaked and everything. So I know who these people are. And if you go back, we'll put on screen to Obama's counterterrorism national security directive of June of 2021. The first big thing he did within days being in, he said, our main threat is white supremacists. They're everywhere. They're going to kill us. Charlottesville. And a few months later, they put out that national security directive memorandum. Let's put it on screen. I know we had it before the show started. You go read the 30-page report. There it is, National Strategy Countering Domestic Terrorism. It defines white supremacy as the number one terror threat, and it's the number one crime in America. Totally not true. It's super rare, and all of it basically controlled by them. But they came out in the documents and the indictments that they were ordering crimes to be committed. And the Democratic Party, new documents have come out. The DOJ has them, of course, because they used to run it. That the Biden DOJ and others were coordinating with the Southern Poverty Law Center just during that administration to run the white supremacy groups and commit crimes. So that, I should have started. That's the big takeaway. And I have clips of Todd Blanche, and I know he's telling the truth. People are like, well, Todd Blanche is a liar. He said he's bad. I already know this frontwards and backwards, so I know he's telling the truth. Bigger question is, why is he doing that? Well, Trump's in a battle to control the deep state now. Instead of defeat it, he just wants to run the swamp. And if you want to run the swamp, you got to take down the Southern Poverty Law Center, because that's the mothership that, or the clearinghouse that hooks into everything and the other NGOs and the rest of it. And if you think the millions and millions and millions they found is just everything, that is not even the tip of the iceberg. That's like one snowflake up on the top. They gorge the SPLC with billions a year, not just of donations, folks, but from the other big NGOs. And German intelligence basically runs it. And the reason they do that is that's not under congressional oversight. Just like the attacks on Trump were run out of London with Obama because they could have it over there and not have it under oversight. With the SPLC, I've been saying for 25 years, because Ted Gunderson told me from the FBI and because General Parton told me and because they had the documents. Not like I figured this out myself, folks. It's like the Pentagon says 90% chance the mullahs don't fall. They block the strait and it's a giant defeat for us. I don't need to be the super Pentagon expert. I went with what they said, and they were right. See? They said Israel's lying about this, which we now know they were. See, it's the same thing here. I knew who they were. I say 25 years ago. My God, we were exposing them 32 years ago. No. Oklahoma City didn't happen until 31. 31 years ago, and I just was like, had all the experts there. They were all coming through Austin to warn everybody. Parton was going all over the country like a chicken with his head cut off with all this stuff. Press conferences in Oklahoma City every week. Ted Gunderson was running around like a chicken with his head cut off. They had it all, folks. These were badass Americans, real John Waynes, okay? So we already know. I knew this stuff 31 years ago. And so, you know, they're circulating this photo of the SPLC leadership. They're just front people, a bunch of black folks that the globalists use as front people. But they're like, oh, here's the real leaders of the KKK Aryan Nations. And it's true, but there's people above them. This is so sick, but it's a lot bigger than just getting donations. It's about divide and conquer, saying all white men are racist. The number one terror threat and crime is white men committing crimes. This is even true. One of the lowest crime statistics. And demonizing whites and bullying whites and attacking whites and creating racial division, the Democrats and the globalists control. And they use the exact same model in the UK, in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand. It's all the same international groups, different flavors of the Southern Poverty Law Center / ADL. It's their counterparts, the same funding, the same groups. So whether you're in New Zealand, Australia, Italy, Sweden, Germany, France, the UK, Canada, the United States, it doesn't matter where you are. It is the same groups. And so to have Todd Blanche and I've said it. I said, will you please, I've said guard for the Southern Poverty Law Center. We played the clip from last year. So that's one of your, I said, more important than the ADL is that. The ADL is junior to them. It's the same group. It's like a big hydra with a bunch of heads. Well, the Southern Poverty Law Center's head is much bigger, but it's and much meaner, but it's much more covert. I mean, they infiltrated our operation, jacked into security cameras, God knows what else, and then bragged they did it 3 years ago and published it. And there was nothing there. But they spun everything. Oh, then the DOJ got my phone. That's in Arctic Frost. And oh, it was then given to them. It wasn't given by my lawyers through a court case. Turns out the DOJ had it. They just made that up. So, and of course, there was nothing there. And I had like Southern Poverty Law Center calling for comment. I would, there appears to be homosexual material on your phone. I'm like, huh? So I went and found my old phone because I just gave it to my lawyers and, you know, uploaded it. And I said, crew, I'm not really technical, but I don't want to make you go look at my phone. There's not a lot of stuff on there, but can you go look and do a search? They come back to the other show. They go, yeah, sir, what's this? I go, oh, that's my dick. Oh, yeah, I was in bed once asleep. My wife took a picture and they sent it to me. I didn't delete it off my text. That's all they had on my phone. And it's homosexual to have a picture of my penis on my phone. And I'm not a dick pic guy. I don't send dick pics, but my wife did. So it's just these people. It's just never ending with them. Never ending. That's all you got? Was me at midnight with my shirt off, walking around with a vodka bottle and a cigarette hanging out of my mouth? Wow. That's a big secret. So because I address this from my own perspective, dealing with these people. They are monsters. And I'm going to say this very clearly. If I get killed and they say I overdosed, I don't take drugs, that's not true, or I committed suicide, I would never commit suicide, the prime suspects are the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center. I will never commit suicide. I'll never murder, suicide my family, any of that. And you have the head of the ADL a month ago saying we need to use the same energy of exploding pagers against Hamas, against Americans that say Israel got us in this war. That's a quote. That is a direct threat to kill people. And I believe now the evidence does point towards Israel and the killing of Kirk with the FBI's knowledge. We know they killed an investigation into foreign involvement that was flagged by the National Counterterrorism Center and by the Director of Oversight over National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. And so if I am killed, because we're entering that wheelhouse right now because we're beating them bad politically. If I'm killed, elements of the Trump administration and the whole Democrat combine that he's joined with, the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, are the prime suspects. But I will never commit suicide. I love life so much. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's just a total fraud. You got all these scientists saying, I'm getting threatened. I'm getting followed. They show videos of SUVs at their house. They're telling me not to say what I know about gravitic control. It's not anti-gravity. It's gravity control. gravitic science. And then they're dead. And they're found burned up in cars and shot in the back of the head and all the rest of them. They're like, I'm not going to kill myself. They tell me they're coming to kill me. And a day later, they're dead. I have all the videos, all the stuff. I mean, it's just, there she is. They're saying they're going to kill me. I'll never kill myself. Dead. Dead, 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 dead. A whole bunch of people. Dead, dead, dead. Top UFO researchers every day. Dead, 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 dead. There's two dead in the last couple of days. We got dark journalists coming on the fourth hour about this. But if they think this climate of death and murder and intimidation is going to make me hang my spurs up, no, I'm riding out to the challenge. I'm excited about this. God's watching. And I have to remind myself to, when I'm in a parking lot, look around or, you know, carry a gun, because I just feel so good about fighting tyranny. I'm fearless. And God says, hey, you have a responsibility. I'm watching over you, but you got to watch over yourself too. So literally the Holy Spirit says, you need to take care of yourself. So I'm starting to, you know, okay, you want me to have more security? I'll do it. Okay. You know, we're, you know, it has to be done because we got to stay in the fight. Trust in God, but tie up your camels. The Bedouin say, or Hunter S. Thompson, yeah, pray to God, but row away from the rocks. You know, you're out in a paddle boat, the wind's blowing you into the rocks. You're going to get dashed against and probably drown. You know, don't just go, Jesus, save me, please help me. You go, God, help me, row harder, and please have the wind turn back. God, help me. But you trust in God, but row away from the rocks. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. So I'm doing it and paying attention because you can feel the danger. You can cut it with a knife because the end of an era is here. A new turning is here. The great fourth turning is here. All right. I didn't get into the big meat and potatoes on the SPLC. I got a bunch of clips. We'll hit that. Then I'll get into just, you couldn't make this up. I mean, it's exactly what you would imagine about who's coming into the Onion to, quote, take over InfoWars and the stuff they promote and what they're saying. Yeah, we're taking your identity. Yeah, we're going to wear your skin. There's video of this. And then all the new videos we're finding that is the most spirit-cooking, pedophile, overt pedophilia, but pro-Satanism, murder of children, but also all the coded stuff in shows they did 10 years ago, 3 years ago. So much coded stuff everywhere gives you a headache when you're an expert because you're just like, oh my God, these are people saying, hey, we are Jedi masters of pedophilia and child torture and murder. Not saying they do that. I'm saying they are showing you that they are heavyweights. They are like they're NFL starting line. Okay. They're like NFL quarterbacks. They're like NFL coaches of understanding pedophilia and the globalist satanic networks. I mean, you look at this stuff, you're like, this is masterpiece. This is like OG super Satan spirit cooking. Like a lot of the stuff I don't even set on air is it's so horrible what these things mean. I'm just like, I go, let me check that. Is that what that? Let me check. Oh my God. I mean, every second of it is just images everywhere, and it's like a magnum opus, masterpiece of evil. And you look at them, and they're just demonically possessed, just gleefully. Oh, we're going to get Alex Jones. We're going to destroy him. We're going to confuse everyone that we're him. Yeah, right. Napoleon said, "Don't interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake." But I still have responsibility. Plus, they don't—they can't help themselves. They're possessed. So they're just robots, satanic robots, spiritual robots. But this is going to blow up in their face so bad. My crew's saying that. Everybody's saying, they're just like, my lawyers are like, why are we even going to sue them and do all this stuff? Then this is going to blow up so bad. And I said, it's the right thing to do, so we are. And they're like, okay, cool. So, but I mean, we have whistleblowers inside all of it. I mean, this is like, and they think if they get up on TV and announce that I'm defeated, I'm going to go, oh, I'm defeated. Let me go away. Defeated? We are blowing the living crap out of the New World Order culturally, politically, spiritually. We are running the tables globally. You are in deep crap, and you send literal satanic gremlins out of hell at me? Great. My God, little satanic open villains? You couldn't make this up. All right, we're going to go to break. Listen to me. We're doing a fundraiser, plus the products are incredible. This is your last chance until next Thursday to get original InfoWars apparel that's historic, because they're going to claim they own it even if they do get it. And that's in question, but we're just considering that's it. Probably your last time. Maybe. Who knows? But just get it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I don't own that. They can't get it. It funds the new network. But this I'm impressed with, okay? This I should have got to early. Get the B-roll ready. They said, we're going to launch five of the best-selling trench warfare battle daggers with skull crushers, murdered out brass knuckles, 10-inch, razor-sharp, double-edged dagger with limited edition inscriptions. There's only 1,000 of each one of these knives. Now, this is You Are the InfoWar is one of them with InfoWars on it, so that's the last time you can get that, okay? And that looks cool, and it's probably the one you want to get because, you know, it's be the rarest, but it's not the coolest. I'm sorry. Look at the stuff they did. I just said, do whatever you want. You're so talented. Liberty or death with an American flag. And then it's got World War II, you know, dog tags and the eternal soldier and bullet holes. I mean, that is just wicked. There's five of these. Only 1,000 of each. Look at this. Limited edition. This is in Latin. Christ is king. And on the other side, it's got the Jerusalem cross. I did come up with that one, which they think is so evil, which I love. It's a beautiful cross. You got that. Look at this bad boy. Look at this bad boy right here. This has got to be the coolest. It's the Spartans from 300, you know, real event that happened. And they've got all their phalanx with their shields and their spears. I mean, just look at that craftsmanship. Lasered. And look at that. Molon Labe, come and take it. Which echoes through time, through the Alamo and everything else. I mean, just bad ass. I bet these sell out in a day or two. And all the new t-shirts and everything and a bunch of other huge sales. It is insane. This is $199 value with inscription for just $79. Did you hear that? VIP, $63.99. They make like 10 bucks on that. And when you buy two daggers, you get an extra 25% off and can mix and match. This is insane. April 30th is your last chance to get official InfoWars products, probably. So that's a fundraiser, too. Get those. Got a lot of limited edition there as well. Third deal, subscribing at 50% off any supplement. Lock it in the future, canceling time. You just lock in the savings if you want it. Not canceling time for free. One click. And get a free bottle of Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy, which is an amazing energy formula and relaxation formulas, free with every order. And it goes on. Fourth deal, mystery gift in everything. These deals are too good. I told them that, actually. These guys are just badass. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and pissing off the pedophile Satanist all the way. I'm very pleased to announce two new great products at TheAlexJonesStore.com that will 100% work and deliver you energy, clarity, and also, when you want to relax, great calm, rest, and sleep. Now, a lot of our products are very complex, game-changing, cutting-edge, you name it. But there's a lot of things that are very simple and proven that are still the best. Now, we have several other great energy formulas at TheAlexJonesStore.com. They're more complex. But Ultimate Energy is very, very simple. And this is one of the most popular, long-running energy combinations on the market at Whole Foods, everywhere else, because it really works. It's Ultimate Energy, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Very strong dose of wide-spectrum, organic, time-released caffeine with a big dose of high-quality L-theanine that gives you focus and clarity but relaxes you. So with the caffeine, it's very, very smooth without the letdown, lasts up to 10 hours. That's Ultimate Energy. But when you're ready to relax, Ultimate Chill. A strong dose of high-quality ashwagandha root, known for thousands of years, give people rest, clarity, focus. Doesn't make you tired, just makes you relax, kind of a zen focus. And then on top of that, a big dose of L-theanine that also gives you calm, clear focus. Great rest, great relaxation, great dreams. That's so good for your immune system, your entire body. So some days when I've been working from 5 a.m. to say 10 p.m., and I've been, you know, jacked up on our great supplements and you name it, I will go to this formula, Ultimate Chill. That's why I actually came to Big League and said, hey, I'm already using a brand from Whole Foods. This is what's in it. Make it a little bit stronger. So this is a formula I've been using for years to relax. If I'm having trouble being able to kind of ease into non-work mode, and this is how I do it. Simple, proven ingredients that work in a high-quality fusion. Now available at TheAlexJonesStore.com.